I mean, I guess given the season we've had, any time at home is good for us. You're able to get in a routine, find rhythm, get some home games in front of your own fans. So, yeah, definitely not complaining about that.
How difficult has it been just to juggle your life with the schedule? Because you're going to have a child, your wife, you're going to do everything else that's going on, and you're not around as much as you'd like to be.
Yeah, I guess early on when we weren't exactly sure what was happening over the next 48 hours or something, that was tough just because I guess at one stage we were packing our bags and we were gone, but I guess we've spoken about all that and we've made our way through it and there's a little bit more certainty now with the schedule being released for the rest of the season. So yeah, I mean, we're accustomed to it. We know anything can happen at the drop of a hat, but no, we're feeling good. We'll get ready for Brisbane on Friday night.
Feel fresher having had a couple of days off and having not had to fly anywhere this week?
I guess it was more of the couple of days off was just to clear the head. So I think we played five games in 11 days or something, and we'd only just cracked through halfway through the season, I guess. So I guess it was good to keep guys away from here. I mean, we got a bunch of guys that want to come in on days off, but yeah, we just stayed away, cleared our minds a bit, refreshed, and get ready for these last 14, 15 games.
You were actually banned from coming in. Like, was that the only guys who were going to come in? Were they told you must stay at home?
Look, I'll just say it was advised to stay away and clear your heads and use it as a break to be with your family. Because, I mean, we do have some trips coming up. We're away for 6 days, and then we go to Brisbane for like another 5 days or something like that. So, a lot of it was just stay at home, be with your families, enjoy that time because the next month and a half, 2 months is going to be full on.
Do you notice the difference out there today, like from a freshness perspective and just feeling energized again?
Yeah, I guess today was a good day. I mean, we spoke about making plays for your teammates, bringing energy to the group. So it was, I mean, we evaluated our game from Sunday and came with a fresh mindset, brought some energy. Yeah, I mean, we'll nail down what we want to do this weekend, but today was a lot about us and what we can do for each other out on the floor.
Watching games, it's felt like your shooting specifically as a team has been affected by fatigue, missing more than what you normally would. The trend has dropped dramatically. Your three-point shooting has dropped dramatically as well. How are you finding that element of the game under fatigue as a group?
I mean, I can't speak for the rest of the group in terms of how great or good or bad they're shooting. I mean, obviously fatigue may play a part in it, but I mean, everyone's going to keep shooting their shots. Everyone's going to keep playing their role on the team. If your role is to shoot the ball, then you go out there and shoot the ball. If you miss it, you're going to shoot the next one. I mean, if we have guys who are meant to be out there shooting the ball and we're not shooting, then we're not fulfilling our role. So I guess it puts us in a little deeper of a hole going forward, but everyone understands their role and who's meant to shoot the ball. But I mean, guys are putting in the extra work, and they just haven't gone in lately.
Does it feel like this is a bit of a reset for the rest of the year? You mentioned how we've almost finished nothing, and now we've still got half the season to
Yeah.
go. Like, how do you mentally approach the fact that you've got a long way to go?
Mentally approach it is one game at a time. I mean, although we have a lot of games in a short amount of time and regular season end doesn't seem that far away. There's a lot of work over this next month and a half with those 14, 15 games. So we're going to go in with a mindset that I guess we're going to get these games. We've done a lot of really good work, consistent work over the first half, first two-thirds of the season. It may have dropped away a little bit over these past couple of weeks, but we know we've put in a consistent amount of really good work to set us up for this last third.
We call the dredge part of the year, the middle part of it is hard for everyone. Do you look at that people and try to get the excitement and try to get something up to just make it feel unlike a dredge?
I mean, we're going into the games excited. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. Guys are up for it. I mean, obviously, I guess no matter what team you're on and your season goes for a year, you're going to have parts where it's going to be a drag. You're going to have guys who are fatigued, physically, mentally. There's going to be injuries, but come game time, we're going to have the best guys out on the floor doing the job. So, I mean, yeah, there's absolutely no dramas behind guys getting up for games, that's for sure.
It's actually a part of you where it's probably decided where you finish. It's tough for everyone, and the team that handles this part the best probably going to do the best at the end of the year.
Yeah, I mean, I guess this far into the season, the teams at the top are going to get everyone's best. They're going to come here into RAC Arena and be like, we got Cats top of the table. We're going to give them a hell of a ride. So, I mean, that's the way we want it. Heading into the last part of the season, we want teams giving it their best because that's what it's like, what it will be like in finals from previous years. No matter who you're going to play, you're going to get the absolute best. Yeah, I mean, the bench guys, I mean, we put it down to a couple of things, and a lot of that was focused on the team today, was bringing energy into the group. And we've had some great games where we come off the bench and provided a whole heap of energy. We're getting deflections, getting O-boards, getting hustle plays, extra possessions for the team. And I guess over the course of games, you may lose a few possessions here or there that we should be getting, a few 50-50 balls. But, I mean, the role of the bench guy is to take a step up from when we sub in where the team was at. It was bring a whole heap of new energy, give those guys a break so that when they're ready, we're gassed, we're out of the game, and they'll take it to another level and so on. It's bloody hard. You do that over 40 minutes of continually taking it to another step. And hopefully by game five, last 2 minutes in the final series, we're way up here with what we're trying to do with our energy and taking the game to the next step for us.
Just